William Cox, WILLIAM, COX, date of birth 4/22/1977, date of service is 2/1/2024, date of accident is 9/25/2022. Patient William Cox is here for a follow-up evaluation. He reports that overall he's 20% better in his pain in the neck, mid-back, and lower back, and all other pains like left shoulder, the right elbow, right hand, where there's the numbness, tingling of the third fourth finger. Shooting of the pain is also lessened. However, the patient has several issues. His headaches are continuing along with dizziness, vertigo. His pain in the neck has not completely gone away, and the MRIs were found positive initially. They were done in a year ago on 1/6/2023, with the presence of facet hypertrophy from C2 to C7, along with a herniated disc at C4-5 and C5-6. Patient has received four epidural injections at the cervical region. Last one was done on 1/19/2024. However, according to him, only equivocal relief has been obtained. The lumbar epidural were done three times in 2023, and two facet joint injections were done at the cervical region, involving all the joints as described from C2 to C7. So the patient has been advised to consult a spine surgeon for placement of spinal cord stimulation, and he has not been more than willing. A request was also made for a repeat MRI. That patient is also not undergoing at this time. He cannot tolerate the MRI. Even open MRI, he cannot sit in. His pain level is around 8, and it occupies the left shoulder, heads, neck, mid-back, lower back, right elbow, and right hand, especially the third, fourth finger, with radiation of the both buttocks, posteriorly in S1, S2 dermatome. Patient, please review the chart for the ADL, for the system review, as well as for the additional history, substance abuse, compliance history. Physical examination reveals blood pressure of 172/122, pulse 67, pulse ox is 100. The rest of the exam is the same from previous visit, dated 1/12, sorry, dated 12/28/2023. Dictation number is 1229-055. The plan is to provide a carpal tunnel injection for the right wrist at this time, and supraspinatus, infraspinatus injection to the left shoulder, and intra-articular injection to the left shoulder based on the MRI findings. Medication-wise, patient doesn't want any narcotics or any other medication. He is not working right now, and his case is still not moving forward yet, I understand. He was provided with a photobiomodulation on-lux program. Chiropractic treatment has been going on for him, and also he has been advised to consult a neurologist, psychiatrist, as well as to consult a neuropsych therapy. The patient has not at all gone to any of this counseling that we provided to him, or to Dr. Reddin for spinal cord stimulation, or to the neurosurgeon for consultation to see the feasibility of any surgical appointment. It appears that the patient is now concluding his treatment, and his discharge summary will be dictated after this. Thank you.